Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Sarah, and we're here at the Canadian Toy Con here in Burlington.
Again.
And we're lucky enough to have met a couple of real cool guys, Andrew and Francisco. How's it going?
Going great. Thanks. Yourself?
Not too bad. And you're from a group called Toy Bacon.
Toy Bacon. That's right. A tasty take on toys.
Yes.
I dig that. That's cool.
I like it.
Now, for those of the people out there that couldn't make it today, tell them a little bit about what you guys do.
Well, Andrew and I, we've known each other for about 20 years. We've always been, superhero comic, anime type of fans. And our collection just started to get so huge that we wanted to kind of see, like, what can we do to, like, really bring these toys to life? So we just started mobile photography, taking macro shots. And now we're just trying to, again, do more of a fan service by, again, bringing these toys to life, Marvel Legends, SH Fig Arts, Figma, you name it, to kind of give you, I guess, the fans something they can't find at, you know, the normal big box store or online.
Cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. We were looking at some of your work. You've got all the figures posed in really awesome pictures. There was Toronto Blue Jays one with Spider-Man, which is pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we try and even travel with them. We've taken some of them to BC, to Ottawa. A big thing that we want to do as well is to bring these Canadian these superheroes into Canadiana. Things like Niagara Falls or CN Tower, like just to really relate to the Canadian toy community. And that's really what we want to do is, again, like, how do we marry up? Like, we know that we're super passionate about it.
Yeah.
How do we relate to the other people and give them custom kind of work that they would be proud of, either putting in a man cave, showing at their kid's birthday, or something like that. You know, something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, how do you come up with the ideas of where to place the toys into the backgrounds or the situations?
I guess that depends. I mean, there's certain things, like, I guess, like, you know, there's with even with comedy and stuff, there's certain sketches that you kind of keep going over, right? So if there's a really dope backdrop, like, again, the falls or the Toronto skyline or whatever, we know that we want to kind of bring, again, these characters into a familiar sort of surrounding,
right.
Or kind of take the thought of, like, you know, Toy Story and these little adventures and, like, how can we kind of make these funny little scenes? Or even sometimes it's just, okay, there's that iconic scene of, you know, Civil War or when Mario and Sonic first had their first game, and just recreating that to some degree.
Yeah. Now, do you get any ideas from, like, the comic books the characters are out of, or...
Absolutely, and I think that, and that's the thing, is that, there's that emotional connection sometimes when you really have an affinity to some of these brands and to some of these characters.
Yeah.
So if we can do a different take, just like other people do their own versions of fan arts and renditions, I think that's kind of like a cool way. But, again, to do it with toys, so that people, you can actually purchase this and then pose, and it kind of helps, I guess, the manufacturers as well to kind of, like, give someone an incentive to kind of rip that out of the box and really, like, play with your toys the way you were supposed to, right?
Yeah.
So
instead of keeping them in the plastic and, like, don't touch them.
That's right. So we're toy collectors. We're not box collectors.
Right.
Yeah, plus, that would make for a really bad photo, actually, if they were still in the box.
That's right. Lots of glare and all that. Yeah. All that bull. Yeah.
Now, I just want to remind Aquaman and Niagara Falls. Just putting it out there again. Just saying.
We'll work on it.
And you just run with that.
Sweet. And like we said, maybe the Adam West Batman on the beach?
Yes.
In the trunks?
Cool.
The swimming trunks?
Yes.
We'll think of some fun stuff for you.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice. I'm okay with this.
When did you guys first start doing this, actually?
A couple years ago. I mean, we kind of were doing our own independent things, but again, us being buddies, it's kind of like, how can we, again, like, put, you know, two heads are better than one.
Yeah.
So what could we do to get this together? So we opened up the site February 2016, so just last month.
Okay.
Same with our Instagram and Twitter handles, so @ToyBacon. We're just trying to stay as consistent as possible, come to as many cons as we can, and again, like, talk to as many vendors and people in the toy community to build credibility and kind of, again, get feedback and really give the people what they want.
Right. And now, you also said you were starting a Facebook page.
That's right. So we just opened our Facebook page as well.
Okay, perfect.
So what we're trying to do is, again, put as much of our content onto the website, www.toybacon.com, and then use the social media channels to, again, like, post either some pictures or some videos. We think that it'd be cool to kind of do, like, some behind the scenes or even get into, again, just do something like, you know, a call out to say, you know, what do you want to see? And, you know, and maybe it's a Superman Hulk. Maybe it's, like, something to do with, Deadpool or Batman, Superman, something like that's kind of more relevant with pop culture.
Yeah.
But ultimately, again, like, we know that we've always been shooting our own kind of things, but it's kind of like, what are the cool things that maybe people, that if they don't have access to toys or maybe they're just not as savvy to get into it, what can we do to sort of help out and again, help the community in that sort of sense? So
awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, it was cool meeting you guys today. We're going to definitely follow you, everyone, on Facebook and Twitter and all that.
Thank you.
And we look forward to seeing you at more shows.
Likewise. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.